in Sacramento called, could not stay on the line, and asked if we would just ask you this question. Can you discuss the proper place for physical and emotional attraction in our relationships? And he gave an example of maybe you meet someone who seems like a good person to marry, but you don't feel attracted to that person.
Ooh, good question. Loaded question. Again, I'm so glad I have 6 hours to answer all of these questions. That was a joke. So basically that's deep, because he said emotional and physical attraction, and what happens if you maybe feel more of one and not the other, or more of the other and not, you know, that
right.
happens.
Right.
My very short answer, which I spent over 60 pages in my book answering what I call the natural progression of a relationship. So how do you go from hey to I do in a social media texting world? So it took me a long time and a lot of prayer to try to figure that out. And so I basically took the book and I kind of built it on stones, you know, like baby steps, you know. And so one of the things that I just find in relationships is, to be honest, the best relationships really start in a really solid friend group. And I know that sounds cliche and, you know, whatever, but there is that aspect of, okay, so I'm going to do this quick, but, you know, women out there, you've got to find that squad, that tribe, that group of women that you can run with and you run to the Lord with, and have that good group of women, right, at any age. And then the men out there, hopefully you men out there that are listening, like, you've got to find some brothers in Christ that you can run with. You know, you have a squad, you have a tribe, you have a group of men that you rely on, that can hold you accountable, that can, you know, to show you the way to run with. Because when things get hard and things get tough and relationships get messy and the opposite sex gets confusing, you need someone that you can run to. And I want you to run first to our Lord. But then I also want you to run with a group of like-minded people, you know, that are the same sex as you, because what happens is especially in high school and college, is you hit a rough patch, or you hit, you know, life gets tough and life gets messy, and it will, and it does. It is so tempting and it is so easy to run into the arms of the opposite sex and to think that that's going to be okay and bypass friendship whatsoever, right? So, you know, you talk about how emotionally involved, how physically involved do I get? If your starting point A is in these groups of true friends, and then the trick is to not only have these group of, like, the same sex, like for the females, you know, the women they run with the males they run with, but for those two groups to spend time together in person, hanging out, cosmic bowling, IHOP, you know, going to dinner, doing fun, going to ice cream, like doing fun things that you can do, throwing the alternative party, you know, like you don't have to compromise your morals to have a good time, right? Like, everyone wants to get dressed up and go out and have a good time. Right? That's awesome in a group of men and women. And then what happens is you naturally, the natural progression of a relationship, those groups naturally start, someone starts standing out in the crowd, right? It's not a flirt fest where you just try to figure out who you're going to date in the male group, brothers in Christ field, right? But really just authentically, you already gave up using people because we know that that's not what's good for, you know, emotionally or physically. So all of a sudden your relationships become about, how can I get my brothers in Christ to heaven? How can I help them in virtue and not be an obstacle that stands in their way? How can I authentically love them and be there for them as they try to figure out what God's calling them to do? That, I mean, as a woman, you know, and then for the men to look after the women and say, man, I want to really, like, I love Susie and Sally like they're my sisters. Like, I want to be there for them. I want to protect them and respect them as women. And you start learning virtue through relationships. And so it's a natural progression of a relationship, right? So not only do those friendships hold checks and balances for you because your whole friend group is watching it all go down, but you also have this beautiful kind of natural progression to the next stage. So that's where texting gets really kind of messy, because you might meet someone at a function or at a bar or out or something like that, and you're like, oh, like, I think I'm going to text them and see if there's potential here. So all of a sudden you just start texting this person that your friends haven't met. They don't know who this person is. And you start texting for like 6 months. Just all of this really revealing things about yourself. Maybe you meet up in person, maybe you don't, but you have this like really intense, intimate relationship with this person, and there's no accountability there, right? There's no how does he act around my girlfriends? How does he act around my guy friends? So I guess my very long, short answer is, I know that it's hard and tempting to want to jump into a relationship with someone and just be like, okay, how do I figure out how emotional and physical can I be? But I think the very first step is to take the time, and I know it's hard, it's very difficult, but take the time to really build up those friend groups and make those really strong so that when you do go to that next step, you have all kinds of people that are there cheering you on, helping you out. And my last thing is, you know, God, time, trust, virtue, honesty. In my book, those are the 5 steps for moving forward in a relationship. And in my book, I actually break all of those down and how, you know, to go from one step to the next, whether you're going from true friends to having a DTR, to defining the relationship, stating your intentions in person, to dating, you know, to courting, to engagement, to marriage. And I spent a lot of time and a lot of prayer really breaking that down because there really isn't a lot of dating books out there. There really isn't a lot of how do we go about this? You know, there's a lot of great books out there in the secular world, but their advice isn't all that awesome sometimes. And so I really took, you know, what I always kind of say, you know, Jason and Kristalina Everett are really good friends of mine. We all work together at the Chastity Project, and we really are trying to approach this at a lot of angles. And for me, what I felt like my piece of the puzzle was that whole relationship side and how do we cultivate just fantastic, virtuous, excellent, holy, striving, because no one's perfect, striving relationships that really center on being vulnerable and being sincere and being clear with our intentions.